So glad that you're here. My name is Lewis Pollard. I get to be the pastor here in Lindale. Today we are doing what we call the International Day of Prayer for the Persecuted Church. And so we're going to be praying for brothers and sisters throughout the world. You're going to find out more about that. We're going to really focus on a few regions, like countries and regions, and we're just going to seek the Lord on their behalf. It's an opportunity for us to kind of frame an understanding for ourselves of the perspective of the freedoms that God in His grace has provided us, and at the same time, interceding on behalf of others. I want to share this, but before I do, I want to just let you know, too, parents, some of the content, it's real, and so it's going to talk about what persecution looks like in these places. It's not going to be anything that would be beyond PG, but it is real, and so if that's something that you don't want to have to explain later, we have G56, and we have Grace Kids available, but the high school is going to be in here this hour, and junior high as well, so just want to make you aware of those things, but just want to say that at the outset. Let me share this with you, and then we'll pray. Paul writes this in Romans 8. He says, "For I consider that the sufferings of this present time are not worth comparing to the glory that is to be revealed to us. For the creation waits with eager longing for the revealing of the sons of God. For the creation was subjected to futility, not willingly, but because of him who subjected it, in hope that the creation itself will be set free from its bondage to corruption and attain the freedom of the glory of the children of God. For we know that the whole creation has been groaning together in the pains of childbirth until now. And not only the creation, but we ourselves, who have the first fruits of the Spirit, we groan inwardly as we wait eagerly for the adoption of sons, the redemption of our bodies. For in this hope we are saved. Now hope that is seen is not hope. For who hopes for what he sees? But if we hope for what we do not see, we wait for it with patience. Come, Lord Jesus, come." Please stand as we sing.
Your name is the highest.
Your name is the greatest. Your name stands above them all thrones and dominions, all powers and positions. Your name stands above them all. Your name is the highest. Your name is the greatest. Your name stands above them all. All thrones and dominions, all powers and positions, your name stands above them all.
A thousand generations falling down in worship to sing the song of ages to the Lamb. And all have gone before us, and all who sing the song of ages to the Lamb. Your name is the highest. Your name is the greatest. Your name stands above them all. All thrones and dominions, all powers and positions, your name stands above them all. Creation cries, holy, you are lifted high, holy, holy forever. Thank you. highest. Your name is the greatest. Your name stands above them all. And all thrones and dominions, all powers and positions, your name stands above them all.
Your name is the highest. Your name is the greatest. Your name stands above them all thrones and dominions, all powers and positions. Your name stands above them all. Holy creation of Christ,
the name above all names. that Christ would be made more. Would I seek the only kingdom that far outweighs them all? I will stand before my Father where the faithful saints have stood, and with joy my heart shall praise Him for His glory and my good. And with joy my heart shall praise Him for His glory and my good. Come on, church, let's sing.
To our God be the glory, to our God be praise, He alone, the name above all.
ወደዚህ አክራሪ ሙስሊሞች በክርስቲያኖች ላይ ከፍተኛ ውጥረት እናምጥተዋል። ይሄ የተጀመረው ውጥረት ወደ ጥፋት ነው የተለወጠው። ቤት ማቃጠል፣ ንብረት ማውደም፣ የሰዎችን የመደብደብ በጣም ለኔ አይደለም የተሰማኝ እንደው ልጆቼ ላይ ነው አዘን የገባኝ። ልጆቼም በጣም እነዚህ ህፃናቶችን ይገሉብኛል ብዬ በጣም ስጋት ነበረኝ። ግን አመለጠ። ባንድ ቀን ወደ ልጥፋት ወደ አሃ እነሱም አጥፍተናቸዋል አይገቡም ብለዋል መጀመሪያ። አንተፋም አንናቸው ወገኖቻችን አሉ ይረዱናል። እኛ ጋር የሚደረገው አድራጎትና በደል እየከፋ ነው ሄደው እና በኢትዮጵያ ላይ የሚደረገው የክርስቲያኖች በደል ተደብቆ መቅረት እንደሌለበትና ስለዛ መላው ያለሙ ክርስቲያን ሁሉ ይሄን ነገር እንዲያሰማልን እንጠይቃለን።
The area south of the Sahara Desert is sub-Saharan Africa. The region includes four main subregions, which is West Africa, Central Africa, East Africa, and Southern Africa. It is separated from the north by the Sahara, and it includes a number of island nations in the surrounding oceans. There are 49 countries in sub-Saharan Africa, and one of them is Ethiopia. As of 2024, the population of sub-Saharan Africa is 1.29 billion people. 132.1 million of those people live in Ethiopia. Of the 1.29 billion people, there are 697 million Christians there. This makes up about 62% of the area's population, which makes it the region with the largest Christian population globally. The Christian population is growing, and is the dominant religion in the southern part of the continent, while Islam is more concentrated in the north. Christian persecution in sub-Saharan Africa is widespread and escalating, marked by extreme violence, displacement, and discrimination, primarily driven by Islamic extremist groups and chronic government instability. So in a moment, we're going to pray silently, and here's some ways to pray. When believers leave Islam or the Ethiopian Orthodox Church and join evangelical communities, they can experience heavy pressure. Pray for believers living in unstable parts of Ethiopia where they may be targeted for following Jesus. Ask God to protect them. Pray for unity among all Christians in Ethiopia, that they all remain dedicated to Jesus. Take a few moments to pray silently. Father, thank you for this day. Thank you for another day to worship and glorify your name. Thank you that we live in a country where we can freely gather and worship you. Father, let us not forget our brothers and sisters across the globe, but especially in sub-Saharan Africa, who are being persecuted for what they believe, which they believe in you. Father, I pray for strength for these believers, that in the face of persecution, they can still have joy, that they can still have hope, that they can still have life because of your name. I pray that you strengthen them to continue to follow after you and follow after what you have called them to do. I pray for safety over them as they flee these hard situations that are real and that are really dangerous, either to their livelihood, their families, or their personal self. Father, I also pray for those who persecute them. I pray for the persecutors' hearts. I pray that their hearts would soften towards you in an act that only you can do, and that your name would be known and glorified in that region evermore. We love you and we trust you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Abel, as we lift our voices together, we sing this and we put our hope and our trust in Jesus and Jesus alone.
My Savior, the one who Sometimes the children are there, innocent babies are there, and some mothers are there. So sometimes we are running like this, sometimes we are crying, and you know, we are running because of shooting on the way. Sometimes we are running days. Sometimes we are running the whole week, searching for a safety and survival.
The brutal civil war in Myanmar continues to rage on with no end in sight. Civilians have been bearing the brunt of the violence, many subjected to horrific attacks, killings, and mass displacement.
Whenever we run on the forest, in the forest, you know, we just make this type of pipeline and we just cover and then we are staying inside. And if they saw, they see it, they will bomb it again. Behind, there's a lot of bombing are still going on. But at the first time, there's no water and there's no food. And the children are crying, you know, and they want to eat, they want to drink, but there's nothing. As humanly speaking, you know, sometimes we feel that God is not with us. Unlike the monastery, they always targeted and attacked that to the Christian churches. Due to the situation of this Myanmar, my church members are scattering everywhere. Phone line and there is no internet access. To the pastor, we feel very lonely because we are away from the people and the church member are becoming down in their spiritual life and their mentally, even spiritually and physically. At the same time, the pastor is very difficult to visit them because if we go outside, anything at any time, at any place, bombing and shooting can happen. Being a pastor in this town is very challenging and lots of difficulties. There is a God that can do everything. God is showing us that He is with us and He is still sustaining us. The more we are with the Word of God, and how to even keep the children, how to encourage others, how to help people who are suffering. Seeing all those godly friends remind us that, oh, we have still a friend who are praying for us. That is our strength so that we can move on and serve. We want to cry out. Sometimes, you know, we want to give up. But all those things encourage us to keep on moving and serving to the Lord. Lord, this is your people that you have given me to lead out of from this danger. So please be with us and please help us to live for you and share your glory.
Myanmar, which many of you may know better by its previous name, which is Burma, has a population of just under 55 million people, and the population of Christians is just under 5 million, so about 8.7% of the population is Christian. The main religion there is Buddhism. And Myanmar is entering its fifth year of violent conflict, and there's no end in sight. The violence has had a devastating impact on the country's Christian population, who are among those bearing the brunt of this conflict. Since the military coup of February 2021, Christians have encountered greater violence and tighter restrictions. Believers have been killed, and churches have been attacked. As a matter of fact, since the beginning of the conflict, there have been 220 churches that have been burned. More Christians than ever have been driven out of their homes and have sought refuge in the churches and in displacement camps. And as you saw in the video, some are even forced to flee into the jungle, where there is very limited water and food or even medical care. The government forces continue to attack Christian villages and churches, and many times that's with aerial attacks. They've also killed Christian aid workers and pastors. Beyond the conflict, new converts to Christianity also face persecution from their Buddhist and Muslim and tribal families and villages because they've left their faith. And communities that aim to stay Buddhist only make it just pretty much impossible for Christian families to live there. In the past year, Myanmar's civil war has become entrenched in areas that have been significant, have a significant Christian population. But because of the length of this conflict, it's actually now spread throughout the country and through new Christian believers in communities that don't have a lot of Christians within those. And this means that persecution is affecting all of our brothers and sisters in Christ throughout that country. So we'd like to now pray specifically for Myanmar. And the way we'd like you to do this is we'd like you to break into groups to pray as a community, to pray together in about four or five people, those just sitting around you. And we have some very specific prompts up on the front to help you in that prayer. So please pray that God would enable the Christians to endure this long-going conflict and all the results of this that have happened because of the coup. And pray that the Christians that are caught up in the conflict between the military junta and the rebels, that they would actually be peacemakers between these conflicting forces. And pray that the leaders of Myanmar's military will come to know Jesus and would come to see that Jesus is the only source of peace and joy. So with that, we just ask you if you could kind of group together in groups of four or five, and we'll give you a couple minutes to pray. Heavenly Father, Lord, we just thank you so much that we have the ability to join together in prayer and know that we are safe as we pray, Lord. And we, Lord, we hope and we pray that you just break our heart for what breaks yours, Lord. Especially, Lord, in that video, it's just heartbreaking to hear that sometimes they don't feel your presence, Lord. But it's also encouraging to know and to hear that they do you do hear our prayers, Lord, and they feel your prayers. There is power in our prayers, Lord. And we just thank you so much for the ability to pray for our brothers and sisters, Lord. And we just pray for all of those in Myanmar, Lord. We pray for those Christians. We pray that you would help them endure, Lord, during this conflict. We also pray that they will be peacemakers between the military and the rebels, Lord, that they would do a miraculous work through you, through your Holy Spirit, Lord. And Lord, we also lift up the leaders of government within Myanmar, Lord, and the military, and we just pray that you would open their heart to know your son Jesus, Lord, and to know that that is the only path to peace, Lord, and to ultimate joy. And we just pray all of this in your glorious son Jesus' name, Lord. Amen.
Abel, as we sing and be encouraged that even in the midst of sorrow and trials, we're reminded that God has not forgotten, he has not forsaken his people. When we sing this out.
Within the sorrow, there is beauty in our tears, and you meet us in our mourning with a love that casts out fear. Sanctifying us when beyond our understanding, you're teaching us to trust. Your plans are still to prosper. You have not forgotten us. Your witness in the fire and the flood. means for evil, you turn it for our good. You turn it for our good and for your glory. Even in the valley, you are faithful. You're working for our good. You're working for our good and for your glory. Even what the enemy means for evil, you turn it for our good. You turn it for our good and for your glory. Even in the valley, you are faithful. You're working for our good. You're working for our good and for your glory. Your plans are still to prosper. You have not forgotten us. You're with us in the fire and the blood.
اسمي ياسين وأنا مؤمن بيسوع المسيح. اخترت عدم إظهار وجهي لأنه قد يعرضني أنا وعائلتي للخطر إذا تم التعرف علينا. لقد قضيت فترة طويلة من الزمن أذهب بها إلى الجامع وأستمع إلى الملالي، وهذا كان متوقعاً من قبل أصدقائي في القرية حيث كنا نتنافس على الذهاب إلى الجامع، ولكن كانت هذه مجرد عادة وليست عبادة حقيقية. لقد كنت أتجادل مع الله كثيراً، قلت له يا رب إذا كنت فعلاً موجود أنا لا أريد أن أخطئ، أريد أن أحيا معك، أطلب منك أن تظهر نفسك لي. بعد مرور سنتين من الطلب المستمر بدأت أقلل من ذهابي إلى الجامع، وقلت مرة ثانية يا الله إذا كنت حقيقيا أرني علامة، أريد أن أحيا معك. في أحد الأيام وبينما كنت نائما رأيت حلما، حيث رأيت شخصا قادما نحوي لا أستطيع أن أصف جماله. وضع يده على رأسي وقال أنت ولدي الحبيب، هذا هو الطريق، اتبعني. حكيت صديق المسلم عن الحلم، قال لي إنه من الشيطان، ولكن في قلبي عرفت أنه ليس من الشيطان. كان لي صديق مسيحي في القرية وكان قريب جدا من والدي، ذهبت إليه وأخبرته عن الحلم. قال لي أستطيع أن أشرحه لك، هذا هو الله يظهر نفسه لك. أول مرة قرأت الكتاب المقدس بكيت بسبب الكلمات الجميلة الموجودة فيه. النص الأول الذي قرأته كان إنجيل متى الإصحاح الخامس عندما أعطى يسوع الموعظة على الجبل. لقد غطيت عنوان الكتاب المقدس بشريط لاصق كنت أقرأه كثيرا في البيت وأولادي لم يعرفوا ما هو هذا الكتاب. لكن عندما بدأ سلوكي بالتغيير سألوني لماذا تغيرت؟ قلت لهم لأنني أقرأ الكتاب المقدس، وكان هذا بمثابة صدمة لعائلتي. قالت زوجتي: الله سوف يحرق بيتنا بسبب هذا. في أحد الأيام أخي جاء لزيارتي، أخبره الملا أنني كنت أقوم بتوزيع الأناجيل وأنه يجب أن يمنعني. قام أخي بمحاولة قتلي عدة مرات. لقد قاموا برمي قنابل نارية على بيتي وتركوا رسالة تهديد مكتوب فيها: إذا لم تترك الديانة المسيحية سوف أقتلك. عندما ذهبت إلى الكنيسة قاموا بمساعدتي لأصبح مبشرا. تلقيت التدريب حتى أنمو في الإيمان وتلقيت الدعم هناك. يسوع بنفسه قال: الخراف تعرف صوت راعيها. الكنيسة هي صوت الرب، والرب أعطى الكنيسة لنا. يسوع أيضا يقول: ومن يختار هذا العالم والحياة يخسر حياته، ولكن إن تخليت عن حياتك من أجلي تنال الحياة الأبدية. ولهذا السبب يسوع أصبح أهم شيء بالنسبة لي. وكنت أشعر كأنني خروف في وسط ذئاب، لأن الناس لا يعاملوننا بشكل جيد بعد الآن، لا يتكلمون معنا، وعندما نخرج من البيت يهينوننا. لكنني أعلم أن الرب لديه مهمة لي لأجلب البشرة السارة إلى قريتي. جربت عدة مرات أن أغادر، لكن الرب وضع في قلبي البقاء. أعلم أنه يريد أن يستخدمني هناك.
Pretty moving to me when he says his own brother has tried to kill him multiple times as a result of him trusting Jesus. For some of us, like, that should move you. That his faith in Christ is so strong that despite his own brother trying to kill him, he's just remaining faithful, leaning in. Christians in Iraq are pressured from many angles. There are Iran-backed Shia militias that are out to kill them, to persecute them. Islamic State is out to do this. The nation of Turkey and Iran have had airstrikes and ground operations that have devastated predominant Christian villages, forcing them to flee. And the local governments, especially in the Kurdish region, they are basically cutting any representation that any of these minority faiths would have, and so they have no say. In 2023, two Christians faced severe backlash as a result of sharing their faith in Christ online. It's really challenging in the south and the center of the nation. And just one of the things that was really in preparing for this that really like humbled me is one of the stronger regions in the north that is, you know, groups of followers of Jesus is in a place called Nineveh. So what I want us to do is pray for these things. There's a few. We want to pray for the groups that are doing the persecuting. We want to pray that God in his grace would so grip their hearts and soften them and reveal as God did to him. In a dream, or maybe it's through someone passing by, and God would just get them at the right time so that they would just be restored to the way that God made them. We want to pray for strength and endurance among the Iraqi Christians. We want to pray that Christians who are slowly returning home, that they would just be able to rebuild and recover from what has happened. We want to pray that this work, that there are ministries that are helping those that have gone through this with the trauma they've dealt with, this care for them. And we want to pray for believers who are converts from Islam and pray that they can experience just peace and strength despite the pressure. No matter where they live, that God would be with them. So what I'm going to ask you to do first is I want you just to privately just, first of all, let's have a moment of just, Lord, thank you for providing me a place where I can be free in my faith of you. And then pray, like, Lord, help me be a good steward as a follower of you here. With all that you've blessed me with, help me steward rightly, knowing that I've got a brother who is under the gun. May I rightly steward even my time in praying for them and seeking, you know, intercession for them. So let's just privately before the Lord, just quietly, just pray for our own hearts for a second. Father, in Jesus' name, Lord, I pray that your Holy Spirit would begin to do a work of softening the hearts of those who are persecuting, who are killing, who are with hatred and venom in their veins. Lord God, be an instrument of the devil. Lord, I pray that you would draw them and help them see Christ in Christ alone, where their hope is found. Lord, I pray for those that are being persecuted, Lord God, that you would help them endure. Lord God, help them depend and lean on you. Lord, I pray that the example of the believers there would be such a beacon of hope in their communities. Lord God, do an uncommon work of redeeming and ransoming. Bring revival to Iraq. Lord God, do an uncommon work that only you can receive the glory for. Lord, we trust you with these things in Jesus' name. Amen. As a frame of reference, we're going to show a video of the top 10 countries of persecution in our world. And this will help us with what we're going to do at the end with a way that you can participate all the time with it. Check this out.
Jesus said, "On my account, you will be brought before governors and kings as witnesses. When they arrest you, do not worry about what to say. For it will not be you speaking, but the Spirit of your Father speaking through you." Persecution is as real for the church today as it was for Jesus' first followers. Every day, millions of Christians pay the price of witnessing for Christ. And these are the top 10 countries where faith costs the most. Number 10, Afghanistan. With the Taliban checking people's phones for Bible apps and Christian messages, believers risk arrest, interrogation, and even death. At number 9, Iran. Simin hosted a secret house church, until one day police raided her home and arrested her. She had to flee the country to protect her family. Pakistan is at number 8. Christians live in fear of lies and mob violence. Lazar, a 73-year-old Christian, was falsely accused of blasphemy. His home and business were destroyed. Brutally beaten, he died from his injuries. Number 7, Nigeria. According to Open Doors research, more Christians are killed for their faith in Nigeria than in all the other countries of the world combined. Attack survivors run for their lives. Millions are displaced, enduring desperate conditions, unable to return home. At number 6, Eritrea. Christian leader Paulos knows he could be arrested at any moment. Eritrean prisons are notoriously brittle, and many Christians do not survive. Sudan is at number 5. In this war-torn country, more than 100 churches have been attacked, and believers have been abducted and killed. Christians who are displaced often face discrimination when aid is given out. At number four is Libya. In Libya, converting to Christianity can cost you your life. Anyone leaving Islam risks violent pressure from their families and communities to renounce their new faith. Christians are kidnapped and even killed. Yemen is number three on the list. There are only a few brave Yemeni Christians. Zahra used to work alongside another believer to disciple secret Christians until he was murdered by extremists. But despite death threats, she carries on. Number two, Somalia. All Somalis are expected to be Muslims. Step away from that path and you pay a high price. Christian converts are violently targeted by community, the authorities, and jihadists. And at number one, North Korea. Still the most dangerous country in which to be a Christian. Having escaped this prison nation and found freedom in Christ, Joo Min made an incredibly brave decision. She would return to North Korea and share her newfound faith. If she's discovered, she could be sent to a labor camp or even killed on the spot. More than 380 million Christians face high levels of persecution and discrimination for their faith. That's one in seven believers worldwide. Each day, they bear witness to the light and life that is found in Jesus Christ. But the risks are great, and the price is high. For 70 years, Open Doors has supported our persecuted church family with crucial aid, Bibles, training, and long-term care. Your prayers, your gifts, your voice can bring hope to believers in places where witnessing to Christ costs everything. Discover more at opendoorsuk.org.
There's a heaviness to what we've seen and heard and prayed for today. And my heart feels heavy today, but that heaviness is not without hope. And that hope is that Jesus has promised us that he is coming back for us, and that there is coming a day where there will be no more pain and no more suffering and no more tears and no more sorrow and no more persecution. And we look forward to that day as brothers and sisters. And I want to invite you, stand with us as we declare that. As we look forward to that day when Jesus returns and he makes whole what has been broken. Come on, we sing this together. There is a day coming when the old will pass away, every wrong will be made right, no darkness, no night, the sun will light the way. There is a king coming, the one who conquered death and grave. No more pain and no more sorrow. This hope for tomorrow is our hope for today.
Riding on the clouds with the dove.
surely coming. Oh, can you feel it too? All this tension growing stronger. It's just a sign he's getting closer. He's already on the move. Oh, the story has been written. We all know how it ends. My future has a maker. My eyes are on the Savior. He's coming back again.
Tell you something crazy. There's going to be a day where you and I are going to be before the throne of God. And you and I will be there with these people that have been persecuted. And together for eternity, we'll be able to praise the Lord together. The one who redeemed and ransomed and called us by name, we get to do that. Forever. So we say, come Lord Jesus, come, because that's what we're waiting on. This isn't home. This pain you're feeling in your body, this temptation of sin that you continue to have, all that is a reminder that you're not home yet. Come Lord Jesus, come. We want to let you know about this text you can do here for IDOP. That's International Day of Prayer for the Persecuted Church. You can text IDOP to 903-494-7731. This is a way that you can get like text reminders about how to pray for each of these countries. If you're on our church app, you will also receive a notification later this afternoon for that. I want to highlight this because some of you, you know, you're looking for ways to spend time with the Lord in addition to what you're doing in the Word. You're studying the Word daily. You're praying. This is one thing that you can add where you can get a reminder to pray for a brother or sister throughout the world. A brother or sister, like I said, that you're going to spend eternity with one day. And just seek God's face on their behalf. So that's a reminder. That's exciting to me. I would also say, what if you and your family just made it part of your family rhythm? At dinner, when you pray that God would bless the food, pray for your brother and sister in Christ who you're going to spend eternity with as they're dealing with these things. It's an incredible way to disciple your kids and your family. Let me share this with you. And I was thinking too, it's crazy, 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 crazy. You think, why in the world would these people follow after Jesus and suffer for him? Because he suffered for them. He suffered for them. He suffered for you. We've been sharing this benediction from the book of Hebrews over the past couple of months, and we want to say it to one another out loud. So read with me as I read it. Now, may the God of peace, who brought again from the dead our Lord Jesus, the great shepherd of the sheep, by the blood of the eternal covenant, equip you with everything good that you may do his will, working in us that which is pleasing in his sight through Jesus Christ. To him be glory forever and ever. Amen. Come, Lord Jesus, come. Church, we love you. It is our joy that we get to serve alongside of you. Go in Jesus' name and have a great week.